愿大家平安。
May peace be with everyone.
在以西结书里面，从物质的圣殿提到属灵的圣殿。
The book of Ezekiel mentions the physical temple all the way to the spiritual temple.
物质的圣殿，因为以色列百姓拜偶像，所以神的荣耀就逐渐的离开。
And the glory of God gradually left the physical temple due to the Israelites worshiping idols.
那神的荣耀一离开圣殿，巴比伦就攻进来，他们就被掳。
When the glory of God departed from there, the Babylonians came and captured and held the Israelites captive.
那到了四十章以后，以西结就看到异象。
And then after chapter 40 of Ezekiel, Ezekiel saw some visions.
这是另外一个殿。
And this was another a vision of another temple.
这个殿充满神的荣光。
This temple was filled with the glory of God.
那如果从四十章以后我们再读，我们就发现。这个殿不是物质的殿。
From chapter 40 and onward, we come to find that this temple is referring to is not a physical temple.
是属灵的殿。
But rather a spiritual one.
属灵的殿就是教会。
And the spiritual temple is a church.
就是末世的真教会。
It is the true church of the end times.
所以以西结书是从旧约时代的圣殿一直描写到末世的真教会。
And so the book of Ezekiel talks about the true church up until the last days.
那这个殿呢，有一个法则，在四十三章的十二节。
And in the in chapter 43 verse 12, this temple has a law.
这个法则就是视为全界要称为至圣。
And that law is this: the whole area surrounding the mountaintop is most holy.
这个就是教会的法则。
This is the law of the temple or the church.
教会要称为圣所。
The church must be a sanctuary.
为什么？
Why?
因为教会是神所同在的地方。
Because the church is a place where God abides.
神是圣的。
God is holy.
所以教会必须是圣洁的。
And thus the church must also be holy.
这是我们整个在带领教会很重要的原则。
This is one of the most important principles regarding in leading a church.
圣是什么？圣经里面讲的圣 holy
就是
分别。
What is the holy in holy Bible? That is to separate.
分别就是不同。
To separate meaning that you are different.
如果我们来到教会，
if we come to church,
跟我们在参加社团觉得没有不同，
and we feel no different than attending any kind of secular organization,
这个教会不是圣所。
Then this church is no longer a sacred or holy place.
圣所是不同。
The holy place is different.
那为着保持这个殿的原则，
so in order to keep the principle of this temple,
在四十一章以后，我们看到有几个重要的事情。
We see some important things in chapter 41 and onwards.
第一个就是这个殿要盖在山上。
First is that the temple must be built on top of the mountain.
山就是高。
Mountain is high.
所以教会建设的基础是高的。
And so the church must be established on a foundation that is high.
那以我们教会来讲，一个人受洗之前一定要经过十大信条、十条诫命。
And according to our church, before a person is baptized, they must go through the 10 basic beliefs.
十大信条是信仰的基础。
And the 10 commandments, the 10 basic beliefs is the fundamental part of our faith.
十条诫命是道德的原则。
And the 10 commandments is the principles for their moral.
这两个都很难接受，现在来讲。
And these two sets of things are very hard to accept in this time, in this day and age.
但这是高。
These are high standards.
所以信耶稣就要预备改变。
So in order to believe in Lord Jesus Christ, we must prepare, we must change.
不是往下沉，是往上爬。
Not to sink downwards, but rather to ascend higher.
不愿意改变，很难信耶稣。
If you don't want to change, it's hard to believe in Jesus.
因为殿是高的。
Because the temple is high.
第二个。
The second.
这个殿呢，有一个墙。
The temple has a wall.
四十二章的二十节。
Now this is described in verse 20 of chapter 42.
这个墙很高大。
This wall is high and fortified.
要分别圣地跟俗地。
And it separates what is the holy land and the secular land.
所以每一个信徒的心里面应该要有神的话。
And so every member must have the word of God.
因此这个神学训练呢，对每一个基督徒非常的重要。
And so the theological studies are very important for every member of the church. Because only when we have the Word of God inside us do we have principles to abide by. And then when we have these principles, we have the ability to discern. If we don't understand the words of God, we cannot be holy. Because we don't know how to discern what is holy and not. The third principle in preserving our holiness is in chapter 44, verse 5.
It
says, mark well who may enter the house and all who go out from the sanctuary. And so in our church, whatever is new that comes in, it must go through the study of according to the truth. And
it
must be examined first before going through, and then we can preserve and keep the holiness of the church. And when the church is holy, God's glory will be filled abundantly in it. And a church that is filled with the glory of God has another kind of experience. And that is recorded in chapter 47, verses 1 to 12. This passage records living water flowing from the temple. And in verse 1, it says it flows toward the east. We know that this living water refers to the Holy Spirit. So the most valuable thing and the grace that God has given us in His temple is the Holy Spirit. The abundance of the Holy Spirit is evidence that God also abides with us. If you do not have the Holy Spirit, how do you prove that God abides with us? Because God Himself is a Spirit. So the living water flows from the temple.
Starting
from verse 3 to 5.
我们就发现这个活水流出来跟人有什么互动?
We see the interaction between this water, this relationship between this water and man.
第三节说刚出去的时候，这个水到骡子骨。
Verse 3, it says that the water came up to my ankles.
所以你很容易走过去。
And so it's easy to cross through it.
到了第四节,
and from verse 4, the water rose and came up to his knees. So it's harder to tread through it. And then it went up to the waist. It was even harder to tread. And verse 5, the water was too deep and one must swim. This represents the goals that we must strive after we have received the Holy Spirit, which is to be filled by the Holy Spirit, to allow the living water to flow through our heart, so that the living water can flow through our lives. Then the Holy Spirit will lead us in our lives. This is also a very important principle for growing the church. What does it mean when we say God is leading the church? In our church, it's quite clear. When we pray to the point where everyone is filled with the Holy Spirit, the Holy Spirit will guide the church.
所以我们看这个使徒行传哦,
so if we look at the Acts of the Apostles,
有几次很重要的突破,
there are a number of breakthroughs that happened,
都不是计划出来的,
that were not pre-planned,
都是圣灵带领的,
but rather through the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
所以我们这样再来思考, 我们真耶稣教会只要怎么去突破,
so in this point, if we consider this, how are we able as a church able to make these breakthroughs?
不是不要计划,
it is not to say that we should not plan at all.
But
but rather planning sometimes cannot overcome what's the reality.
只有这个圣灵的权柄能力才能够打破人没有办法打破的事实。
Only through the power of the Holy Spirit can we break through the things that that we cannot break through with our own power.
主耶稣被钉十字架。
Jesus was crucified.
这也可以表面上看起来是犹太教的得胜。
On the surface level, Judaism prevailed.
因为基督教的创办人耶稣被钉十字架。
Because the founder of Christianity was nailed to a cross.
但是第二章，这是一个很大的突破。
But the next chapter was a great breakthrough.
能够突破犹太教的包围。
He was able to break through the surrounding of the Jews.
建立一个以基督为中心的新的信仰。
To establish a faith that is Christ-centered.
这是怎么来的?
How did this come about?
就是大家被圣灵充满。
This came about because everyone was filled with the Holy Spirit.
彼得讲道被圣灵充满。
Peter's sermon was empowered by the Holy Spirit.
神的话好像两刃的利剑扎到人的心里。
God's words were like a double-edged sword piercing through the hearts of men.
他们就问，那我们怎么办？
And then they asked, what then shall we do?
彼得讲得很好，不，就是讲得直接，你要悔改。
Peter spoke frankly, you must repent.
就这样, 3,000个人受洗。
And just like this, 3,000 were baptized.
教会就建立了。
The church was established.
所以圣灵的带领啊, 是很有力量的。
The guidance of the Holy Spirit is powerful.
这是有历史的证明。
This is proven throughout history.
所以有时候我们教会遇到困难, 真的是要全心的祷告。
So when our church encounters a challenge, we must pray in one accord.
神的力量是没有改变。
God's power does not change.
圣灵的同在是没有改变。
God's the abundance of the Holy Spirit does not change.
但是我们要追求完全被圣灵充满跟圣灵带领。
We must continue to pursue after being filled and empowered by the Holy Spirit.
那到使徒行传第十章。
So up until Acts chapter 4.
第一个。 哥尼流就是外邦人来受洗。
In Acts chapter 4, Cornelius, a Gentile, came to be baptized.
这是种族的一个突破。
This was a breakthrough of ethnic barriers.
那怎么会突破?
How did they make this breakthrough?
哥尼流祷告看异象。
Cornelius prayed and saw a vision.
叫他请彼得来。
He was to tell Peter to come.
那彼得祷告看异象。
And Peter prayed and saw a vision.
那个一块布吧。 不洁净的动物也降下来说，这个你可以宰来吃。
And he saw this cloth that were unclean animals also came forth, and they say, this you may also eat.
那两个意象合起来就是福音的突破。
And when these two visions were put together, this was a breakthrough for the gospel.
那哥尼流正在听道理就得圣灵。
And when Cornelius was listening to the sermon, he received the Holy Spirit.
所以彼得就放胆打破几千年的传统，替非犹太人洗礼。
So Peter was bold and broke through many generations of tradition to baptize Cornelius. This model is all set for us in the scriptures. So oftentimes we wonder, how do we cross this barrier of ethnicity? God has his time. He has his ways.
如果我们没有回到神那里来看事情,
but if we do not return to God to see things from the divine perspective,
虽然我们用很大的力量,
no matter even though we use great strength of our own,
但是事物成果不是很大,
but the results may not be good.
这是第二个突破,
this is the second breakthrough.
第三个突破,
the third breakthrough
就是真理的突破,
is the breakthrough of the truth.
外邦人信耶稣要不要受割礼?
Do Gentiles who believe in Jesus need to be circumcised?
有人说要, 有人说不要。
Some say they do, and some say they don't.
要的说这跟得救有关。
The ones that do say it has to do with salvation.
不要的说这是重担。
The one that says they don't says it's a burden.
但是那一次的会议,
but during that, that meeting,
最后是圣灵跟我们的决定。
In the end, the Holy Spirit decided with them.
所以教会就合一了。
So the church was unified.
这个也不是什么人的作为, 这是完全是圣灵的带领。
This was not any work done by men, but rather through the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
到了16章。
Until Acts 4:16.
虽然保罗有计划,
in Acts 16, although Paul made plans,
但是他很认真祷告。
But he also prayed earnestly.
圣经说, 圣灵不允许。
The Bible says that the Holy Spirit did not permit it.
然后他就改变,
and so he changed his
耶稣的灵不允许,
plans.
耶稣的灵不允许,
when the Spirit of Jesus did not permit it, he changed his plans.
晚上就看异象,
in the evening, he saw a vision of the Macedonian call.
就, 到非欧洲去传道。
And then he went to preach the gospel in Europe.
就建立了腓立比教会。
And established a church in Philippi.
这个地域的突破也是圣灵的带领。Geographical.
The geographical the breakthrough also came about through the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
哦，所以我们的得到的圣灵是大有权柄、有能力的。
The Holy Spirit that we receive is full of great power.
啊，如果我们愿意祷告，被圣灵充满。
If we are willing to pray and be filled by the Spirit,
我们的教会可以很清楚地看到神的工作。
Then our church can clearly see the hand of God working.
啊，但是如果把这个拿掉
，But if we remove this piece of it,
我们就看到很多人在忙，但是没有办法做什么事情。
And we'll see a lot of busy people, but not much being actually done.
所以这个四十七章第一节到第五节在提到这个河水一直往上涨。
So Ezekiel 47, it talks about the living water gradually rising.
就是代表我们要追求圣灵充满在这个教会来带领教会。
Representing that we must pursue after the fullness of the Holy Spirit in order to lead the church.
那从第六节开始。
And starting from chapter 47, verse 6,
就提到这个活水所流过的地方带给人的改变。
It talks about the changes the living water brought about to people.
改变是可能的。
Change is possible.
但是改变要有神的能力。
But change must come from the power of God.
我们先来看到底什么改变。
Let's see what changes were done.
第八节。
Verse 8.
他对我说，这个水往东方流去，必下到亚拉伯直到海，所发出来的水必流入沿海，使水变甜。
Verse 8. Then he said to me, this water flows toward the eastern region, goes down into the valley and enters the sea. When it reaches the sea, its waters are healed.
英文说 water is healed, 就水被医治了。那中文呢，就是流到沿海，使水变甜。
And the English version says the waters are healed, and in the Chinese version says the waters become sweet.
哦，那两个合起来就看起来就会通了。哦，就是沿海本来是很咸的嘛，哦，有的咸就带苦啊。那现在这个水一流过去就变甜，那就是被医治了。
So we see that when the two translations are put together, it makes sense that the seawater, which originally is salty, becomes sweet, and therefore it is in essence being healed.
哦。这个是这个水的力量。
This is the power of this living water.
那这个在讲什么
？So what is this talking about?
有的人的心呢，哦，真的像死海一样。
Some people's hearts are just like this sea.
充满着劳苦。
They're filled with toil.
哦，你又可以感觉到这个人心很苦。
You can see that this person has a very troublesome or toiling heart.
哦，很苦闷。
And it's kept inside.
或者说对人很苦毒，有这个 bitterness.
Or have some kind of bitterness towards others.
这个很难解决。
This is hard to solve.
它像沿海一样啊，是死的，你怎么解决？
Just like the salty sea, it's dead. So how can you resolve it?
等到这个活水圣灵一流过去，就改变了。
But when this living water, the Holy Spirit flows through it, it changed.
这里说它变甜的。
Here it says that the waters are healed.
这只有神的灵才有力量。
Only the Spirit of God can have this kind of power to make the change.
所以一个人只要常常祷告。
So when if a person just prays regularly,
常常被圣灵充满。
Prays often and is often filled by the Holy Spirit.
我们会觉得自己在改变。
We will feel that we are being transformed.
啊，别人会觉得我们在改变。
And other people will also notice the changes in us.
你的这个水你可以吃，你就知道这个是不同的。
And if you are able to taste the water, you'll see that it is indeed different.
那除了圣灵之外，人心里面的问题是很难解决的。
Besides the Holy, other than the help from the Holy Spirit, many of the problems that humans harbor inside is very difficult to solve.
肉体的问题可以吃药。
The physical problems can be solved through medicine.
新的问题要怎么解决？
But how do you solve the problems of the heart?
就是圣灵流过去。
We need the Holy Spirit to flow through it.
苦的就变甜的。
The bitter can become sweet.
那甜的就是一种享受。
And sweet is a kind of enjoyment.
所以还没有信主以前。
So before we have come to believe.
人都是很悲观，很消极。
People are pessimistic.
生活很多压力。
And they are filled with pressures of life.
那有一天我们被圣灵充满。
But one day when we are filled by the Holy Spirit,
生活还是一样。
our lives may be the same.
工作还是一样,
we may have the same job. But inside of us is completely different.
里面有一个甜的活水的泉源,
we have the source of a living, a sweet water coming about.
就涌出一股很甜美的感觉来,
and this sweet feeling comes flowing out from within us.
所以有一个慕道者来我们教会慕道三四年。
There was a truth seeker that came to the church to study for 3 or 4 years.
后来他得圣灵,
and later on, he received the Holy Spirit.
别人就问他, 你有什么感觉?
And other people asked him, what kind of reflections do you have?
他刚刚得圣灵的时候, 天天祷告, 常常祷告。
He says, before he received the Holy Spirit, he prayed often.
天得圣灵以后,
after receiving the Holy Spirit, he prayed often.
他说我有一个感觉啊, 我这个内心常常觉得非常甜美。
It says that I have this kind of reaction, this feeling that I often feel that my heart is quite, there's a sense of sweetness to it.
你看他生活没有改变了。
You see that outwardly, although their life may not have changed,
住的环境也没有改变,
their living condition is still the same.
家庭生活也一样,
their family life is still the same.
但那里面不一样,
but inside is completely different.
所以对我们教会来讲,
So for our church,
要过一个很甜美、很喜乐的生活是可能的。
To live a life of sweetness is possible.
因为有这个活水流过去。
Because we have the living water that flows through.
好，我们再回来看47章。
Let's turn back to chapter 47.
第九节。
47:9.
好，这个河水所流到之处，凡吃生的动物都必生活，并且因为这个水。 的水必有极多的鱼，海水也变甜了。河水所到之处，百物都必生活。
And it shall be that every living thing that moves wherever the rivers go will live. There will be a very great multitude of fish because these waters go there, for they will be healed, and everything will live wherever the river goes.
我们再看第十节。
Let's also read verse 10.
必有渔夫站在河边，从隐基底直到隐格都连，都做了筛网之处。那鱼各从其类，好像大海鱼甚多。
It shall be that fishermen will stand by it from Engedi to Eglim, and they will be places for spreading their nets. Their fish will be of the same kinds as the fish of the great sea, exceedingly many.
第一个感觉，这个活水流过去，第一个感觉是甜美。
The first reaction after the water have flowed through is that of sweetness.
第二个感觉,
the second reaction.
百物活过来。
Is that a multitude of creatures are come alive.
这个真的很奇妙。
This is quite miraculous.
这个水一流过去, 这个水还有生命一流过去, 白物就生活起来了。
This water that contains life, when it flows through, these creatures come alive.
这个代表教会。
This is representing the church.
我常常想, 有时候到很多不同的教会去领会。
I often have this thought that when I go to different churches to lead the services,
那我发现了,
I often find that if this church really focuses on prayer, I can feel it during the when I go there. Because you'll sense a kind of a response coming from the congregation.
那神会圣灵会带领讲道的人应该讲的这个讯息。
And then the Holy Spirit will reveal to the speaker what they should the content of their message should be.
那神的灵也会开启听的人，让他听得懂。
And the Spirit of God will also work to open up the congregation's ears so that they can understand what is being spoken on the pulpit.
讲的能够讲出适合听的人，听的人心能够开得起来。 那就听到就很有生命。
So that speaker can speak what is appropriate for the listener, and the listeners can have their heart and ears open to accept what is being spoken, and therefore the message comes alive.
所以这个整个教会的生命，那个关键就是圣灵在运行。
So the entire life of a church depends on the work of the Holy Spirit.
但是如果一个教会没有注重祷告，
a church does not emphasize on its prayer. We see that when the morning prayer session starts in the morning and everyone's kind of frolicking around.
但是到中午吃饭的精神百倍。
They don't have much energy, but when lunchtime rolls around, they are full of energy and talking.
这没有河水没有流过去，这个生命没有很活泼。 所以对神的话没有兴趣。
So we see that may be an indication that the living water has not flown through, and they do not come alive to the words of God.
因此我们在教会里面，这个让活水流过去，大家的生命就会旺盛，生命就有力量。
So in our church, we allow the living water to flow through, the life, our spiritual lives will come alive.
这是一个关键。
This is the key.
所以圣经里面没有告诉我们祷告有多久。
The Bible does not specify how long we should pray.
但是有一个目标。
But there is a goal.
要被圣灵充满。
We must pray till we are filled by the Spirit.
那教会被圣灵充满，你可以发现这个教会很有活力。
When the church is filled by the Spirit, we come to find that it is full. The church is full of vitality.
这是第二个特色。
This is a second characteristic.
那第三个特色。
The third characteristic.
我们回来看。 第八节的第九节的下面。
Let's turn to the latter half. Let's read the latter half of verse 9.
流过的地方必有极多的鱼。
There will be a very great multitude of fish.
那第十节最后一句话，像大海鱼很多。
And like their fish will be the same kinds as the fish of the great sea. Exceedingly many.
有时候我们常常发现，要怎么让教会能更多人来信主。
Sometimes we wonder how can we allow more people to come to believe in the Lord.
我们大家都有一个共同的体验。
We all have this common experience.
我们可以带慕道者到教会来。
We can bring a truth seeker to the church.
但是到最后他会不会信？ 没有办法控制。
But in the end, whether or not he or she wants to believe is not in our control.
所以有时候我们常常发现，慕道者很多，但是受洗的很少。
We often find that though the visitors and truth seekers are many, but yet those who are baptized are few.
但是这里告诉我们，这个如果河水一流过去啊，鱼就很多。
But this passage tells us that when the water flows through, there will be exceedingly many fish.
这个告诉我们，当教会被圣灵充满。
This tells us that when the church is filled by the Holy Spirit,
人认识神的那个障碍就可以被拿走。
And the obstacle that prevents man from knowing God will then be removed.
我们看哥林多后书第十章。
Let's look at 2 Corinthians chapter 10.
哥林多后书第十章。
2 Corinthians 10.
第四节。
2 Corinthians 10 verse 4.
我们征战的兵器不是属乎血气，乃是在神面前有能力。 可以攻破坚固的营垒。第五节，将各样计谋、各样拦阻人认识神那些自私至高之事一带攻破了，又将人所有的心力都夺回，使他都顺服基督。这个地方在讲人的心里面有障碍。This
passage records that every person's heart has an obstacle.
所以他也知道信耶稣很好。They
know that believing in Jesus is good.
比不信好。
Is better than not believing.
知道真耶稣教跟其他不一样。
They also realize that True Jesus Church is different from the other denominations.
就是下不了决定。
But they are unable to make that critical decision.
里面有障碍。
Because they have an obstacle inside.
那这个怎么克服？
So how do you overcome this?
在神面前有能力。
Before God, we have power.
就可以把人心中的障碍把它打掉。
That we can remove the obstacles inside a person's heart.
所以可以把他的心夺回，就是从魔鬼夺回，让他的心来顺服耶稣。
So that we can retrieve back their hearts from Satan and back to Christ.
因此我们在联合布道会之前。
So before our spiritual convocation and evangelical services,
一一的提名为我们常常来参加聚会的慕道朋友祷告。
We must pray one by one for the truth seekers that have been coming to church.
让他心里面的障碍能够被打破。
So that the obstacles inside them may be removed.
让每一个人能够来归向基督。
And that everyone can return back to Christ.
那我们就知道这个鱼就很多了，抓到的鱼就很多。
And then we will find that the fish are actually exceedingly many.
所以人的努力，还要加上。
So human efforts coupled with the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
我们再回来看47章的12节。
Let's return back to chapter 47, verse 12 in Ezekiel.
在河的这一边与那边的岸上必生长各类的树木，其果可做食物，叶子也不枯干，果树不断绝，每月必结新果，因为这水从圣所流出来的，树上的果子乃为食物，叶子乃是一并。 这个地方在讲，水从圣所流出来。Here
it records of the river of water flowing from the temple.
就是神的殿，就是教会。And
that is the temple of God, the church.
一流过去的这个所有的果树就开始结果子。And
when it flows through, all the trees and fruits begin to bear.
而且按着不同的月份结不同的果子。And
they will bear fruit every month according to what kind of fruit it is.
这是很可贵的。This
is very precious.
所以我们人要改变，要结果子，这个不只是立志。
We must not only make the resolution to change and to bear fruit.
除了立志之外，就是要有圣灵的能力流过我们一个人的内心。
Besides making the resolution, we must have the power of the Holy Spirit flowing through us to make it happen.
这个人就会改变。
And then this person can truly transform.
就会结果子。
And they will truly bear good fruit.
那这果子就可以让人来享用。
And then these fruits can be used by others.
所以今天神给我们在这个教会里面一个很宝贵的恩典，就是有活水从殿里流出来。
So today the most valuable kind of grace that God has given us in our church is that living water that flows through.
我们要求神让这个活水在我们教会，在我们生活中能够显出莫大的能力。
We pray and ask God to allow this living water strengthen and empower us.
来带领我们的教会，来改变每一个信徒。
To lead our church and to change every one of our members.
唱诗。
Let us sing hymn.
398.
Let's rise and sing hymn 398.